Can you please give me some water?
I'm going to pray. Holy Spirit, I thank you, Jesus. You guys can share this. Don't spill it. I thank you, Jesus, for your goodness to us. I thank you for your fresh wind. And I thank you, God, for providing all of our needs. You provided all of our needs, God. You don't give us too little and you don't give us too much. You give us the exact right amount. I'm so grateful for your faithfulness. There's a thing that's true, and it is that your ways are higher than our ways. Your understanding is greater than our understanding. Lord Jesus, help us to submit our thoughts, emotions, bodies, spirit to you, so that we can come to you in spirit and in truth. We bless your name this day. We choose you. We worship you. We praise your name. I thank you that you have so many aspects of your personality that you're searchless to the human mind, and you just go on forever. I thank you that when we discover something new about you, that there's more to discover. I thank you, Jesus, that you take us on amazing adventures with you so we can experience your love and your truth, and with excitement and with joy, you take pleasure in delighting the hearts of your children.
Daddy says no guys for littles.
Lord Jesus, if we honor you, we will find success and ensure freedom and culture friendship. Lord Jesus, if we honor you, we will practice good stewardship, discipline our minds, encourage creativity, and welcome recreation. I thank you for Danielle sharing her gift of, oh my goodness, I'm still praying every day when I pray. Should you talk or should you be quiet?
Quiet.
Yeah, you should be quiet. Are you ready to listen?
Okay. Kate called me cruel.
Cool?
Cruel.
Cruel?
No, I said cruel.
I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. Are you able to listen? Are you really able to listen? Okay, or pray. I would love for you to pray.
Right now.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. That's good. I like it. Okay. Okay, do you got a prayer? Okay. Well, yeah, so I thank you for having Miss Danielle teach us about how to steward our finances well. I ask that my children would learn that and take it into their hearts. Thank you, Jesus, that you teach us to love you with all our hearts and our soul, strength, mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. Thank you, God, that we can use our tongues to bring life. Words are pleasant. We make our words pleasant, sweet to the soul and health to the bones, gentle and a tree of life. I thank you, God, that our answers could be gentle and deflecting anger, and teach us how to do this. That is not quiet. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Jesus, that you make my children and me and Daddy lovers of the truth. We do the truth. We come to the light that our deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. I pray. Go ahead.
Dear God, please make all of us make the right choices and the right stuff right now. In the name of Jesus.
That is beautiful. I thank you that we ask your Holy Spirit to renew our thoughts and attitudes, and you transform us. We're new every morning by the word of God, and we put on that new nature. We're renewed as we learn to know our Creator and become like Him. Thank you, Jesus, that we're chosen. You are chosen by God. You are chosen by God to be the holy people he loves. So
you are chosen by the holy
I am
God.
Chosen by the holy God. So we clothe ourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. I thank you, Jesus, that you teach us how to make an allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. We remember you forgave us, so we need to forgive others. And we are clothed with love and bound together in perfect harmony. We let the peace that comes from Christ rule in our hearts, because as members of one body, we're called to live in peace, and we're overflowing with gratitude. Lord Jesus, Coopers are different, and different is good. We do not conform to the pattern of this world, but are transformed by the renewing of our minds, so we are able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We know your divine nature, your divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him. You've called us by your own glory and goodness. You've given to us very great and precious promises, so that through them we can participate, we can join in your very divine nature and escape the corruption of the world. We make every effort to add to our faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. I thank you, God, that you help my children choose to be cheerful. We know a joyful heart is good medicine, and a glad heart makes a cheerful face. From our hearts flows the springs of life. We keep our will, our desires, our patterns, emotions, commitments, decisions, meditations, and wishes with all diligence. Kate, because you can read this, read it with me. Coopers do the right things. We do what God requires of us. What is good? What is to do? Which is to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. Coopers are full of God's hope. Read it, try it with me. We keep our hope, which is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into your inner sanctuary. Your spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Coopers are prayer warriors. We are prayer warriors. We ask the Lord. We seek the Lord. Don't do that to Kitty. And we knock on the Lord's door because we receive from him. We find him, and he will open the door for us. Coopers are victorious as children of God. We defeat this evil world, and we can achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe Jesus is the Son of God. Coopers, what?
The good ones will win out of the war.
Coopers are thankful, and we continually praise God. We enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We give thanks and praise the name of Jesus. Try to stay with me. Read it with me. Coopers serve, then get out. You shouldn't be in the baby bin. You're not a baby. Get out and read it if you need to. Coopers serve others well. We serve wholeheartedly, as if serving the Lord, not people, because we know the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do. Did you just grumble at me?
What? No.
What did you say? Okay, you're arguing with me, so you're having consequences for arguing.
What
is the consequence? Daddy, did you determine a consequence for Cade?
Just now?
I never said that I was actually a baby so I could go on that thing. I said that I was a baby because you called me a baby.
He just has this bad habit of talking back. So,
Cade,
I talked with him.
20 push-ups.
Okay, 20 push-ups. All right, that's a good consequence.
I just like listening when Daddy counts.
Seven.
No, Luke, you're going to hurt your eyes.
Nine.
Don't
do
that.
La, 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 la.
Ooh, look at that, my man.
17. Mom, I was just scaring you.
another massage.
Thanks, baby.
Help!
20.
I'm not gonna do this last one until she sleeps.
Okay, it's okay that people look at you. That's a ridiculous statement. All right. Cooper's
just laughed at me.
Don't be so sensitive. Cooper's do hard work.
That's exactly what I'm trying.
Say it. Cooper's do hard work.
Cooper's do hard work.
Good. We work diligently.
We work diligently.
Diligent hands.
Diligent hands.
Will rule.
Bring wealth.
And be satisfied.
And be satisfied.
Cooper's love discipline. Good, Kane. We discipline our children. They give us peace. They delight our hearts.
Mom,
yes,
Kane.
We know. No, sir. No. We know that no discipline. You're supposed to be repeating. Seems pleasant.
Seems pleasant.
At the time.
At the time.
But painful.
But painful.
We also know.
We also know.
That later on, however.
At level.
It produces.
It produces.
A harvest.
A harvest.
Of righteousness.
Of righteousness.
And peace.
And peace.
For those.
For those.
Who have been trained.
Who have been trained.
By it.
By it.
We create peace.
We create peace.
We are peacemakers.
We are peacemakers.
Because we are children.
We go
of God.
Of God.
We are people of order. Stop doing that. God created our home.
Why? What did you say?
And helps us.
And helps us.
Put everything.
Put everything.
In its place.
In its place.
It is a place to be lived in.
It is a place to be living.
Boy, my boys are rocking it out. My girl is not saying anything. My boys are winning. Cooper's patient.
I am doing what you are doing.
It's more important to say it. We are patient.
We are patient.
Because we have.
Because we have.
Yeah, great.
Great.
Understanding.
Understanding.
We wait patiently. On the Lord.
On the Lord.
He turns to us.
He turns to us.
And hears us.
And hears us.
Yes. We are careful.
We are careful.
About what we let.
About what we let.
Influence us.
Influence us.
The eye is the lamp of the body.
The eye is the lamp of the body.
We draw light into our bodies.
We draw light into our bodies.
Through our eyes.
Through our eyes.
Light shines out.
Light out
to the world.
Like I have a light.
Through our eyes.
Through our eyes.
Try to articulate so we keep our eyes.
I need this to be
well lit.
Luke, give me it because
by the word of God. So we can see what is true.
Luke, it's mine. I found it.
Then our whole bodies,
Mommy,
he has one necklace, are filled with light. We are proactive.
Luke.
About keeping our eyes from evil. Okay, we're almost done. You better stay here or else you're getting a spanking. You're being inappropriate.
I want my flashlight.
Sit down.
Can I have some water?
Yeah. Cooper men.
Cooper men.
Are amazing men of God.
Are amazing men of God.
Our boys.
Our boys.
Our men.
Our men.
Sharing
the
same.
I found the flashlight.
Go get a spanking. You're yelling at me. The same legacy.
The same legacy.
Cooper men.
Cooper men.
Stand above reproach.
Stand above reproach.
Yeah, they're faithful to their wives.
They're faithful to their wives.
Temperate.
Temperate.
Self-controlled.
Self-controlled.
You're so good, you guys. Respectable. I can't hear you mumbling. Respectable.
Respectable.
Good. Hospitable.
Hospitable.
Able to teach.
Able to teach.
Not given to drunkenness.
Not given to drunkenness.
They're not violent, but gentle.
Not violent, but gentle.
Not quarrelsome.
Not quarrelsome.
Not lovers of money.
Not lovers of money.
Cooper men
Cooper
are heads of their houses. Go to Daddy again for plugging your ears during Bible. Provisioners of the kingdom of glory. Fathers that continue the legacy of Christ. Strong defenders of freedom. Keepers of the faith. Vanguards of what God is doing for this generation. Indeed, the glory of God. Very good. Cooper women are amazing women of God. Our girls are women in training.
We don't have to.
Yeah, you do, because you're praying for your wives and your daughters. Pray for your wives and your daughters. Cooper women, submit to sacrificing and loving husbands. Yeah, we win them over.
We bend them over.
Without words. By our behavior. When they see the purity and reverence of our lives, we have inner beauty. The unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Which is of great worth in God's sight.
In God's sight.
We are of noble character. I forgot where I am. Our husbands have full confidence in us. We lack nothing of value. We bring good to them and work eagerly with our hands. We provide food for our families. Set about our work vigorously. Our arms are strong for our tasks. We have no fear for our households. We are clothed in strength and dignity. We speak wisdom and give faithful instructions.
We watch over the affairs of
our households. We are co-heirs of the grace of life. We contain the imperishable quality of a gentle, quiet spirit. Precious thing God said.
My hands to a butt.
My daughters.
Will multiply
the impact of their husbands on the earth and make their husbands more effective by quietly winning them over. To the obedience. Of the word of God. My daughters. Will multiply. The impact of their husbands. Through their children. And that's what this mommy.
Is doing right now.
My children belong to God. Alright, you can say, I am an amazing warrior. In the kingdom of God.
I learned how
to bear this same legacy.
I am a world changer.
I am the anointed one of the God Most High. As soldier in God's army. I'm a delight to my parents' hearts.
You are the samurai.
I obey.
Okay, I will obey.
My parents. Because I belong.
To the Lord.
And because. This pleases him. That means happy. Okay. Listen. Who's ready? Kate. Getting ready. Those are actually your markers. What are we going to write on top? What do you think?
Psalm 22.
Oh, excellent. Psalm 2:2. Let's see. Hopi, you better obey.
Huh?
I'm all sweaty from all that activity.
Activity is hard.
That's
after this, let's go and walk.
Mom, after Bible, let's go on a walk or do a workout video.
Let's see.
Even better workout.
Because I just worked out. Let me see what that decided
let's
I did.
Let's do a workout video after
this
that.
Said. Okay. This said I burned 1,400 calories.
Mama, let's do a workout video.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
1439, baby.
What about me?
I don't know. You don't have a tracker on.
I want a tracker.
All right, you got to... Oh, Cade's ready. I want you to write Psalm very neatly and make sure your heights are correct.
Well, I did.
No, what happened at the end?
Oh, it just got all jumbly and bad because my print is terrible.
Right. Listen, Cade. Write in cursive. Cade? Lukey, come here and write. Hopi, get your Psalm 22. Get your letter heights the right way. Pay attention.
Psalm 22. Okay, done. Hey, mother. Do you like it?
Do you like it,
Mom?
Mom, I can't.
Do you like it, Mom?
I want your P to be capital. It's much better. And your M has to look like an M, not an N. Don't just do senseless scribbles. Okay, try one more time. Make your P capital. Don't press too hard. Come on, Hopi. Let's go.
Did I finally get it right?
Yes, you did. That is
finally.
Very nice.
Took forever.
Okay, now I want you to make the bottoms of your twos flat. You see how you lose control at the end? Try two and two with the bottoms being flat.
Luke isn't doing it.
You need to do it. That's much better. Okay, now, but you forgot your P to be capital. Okay, I'm just, you know what I'm doing? I'm teaching you how to focus. Stop scribbling it. It's okay. It's just practice.
I'm calling it out.
All right, Hope, let's see how careful you can get yours. I'm just teaching you how to be careful with your, slow your brain down. Take some deep breaths. With each letter, write one letter. Write a breath. Do a breath. Sorry. You can't write a breath. You can, do a breath with every letter. Ready? I'll try. I'll do it with you.
Did I finally do it?
Probably not.
Your P has to be capital.
Come on! I don't know what a capital P looks like!
Yes, you do.
No, we don't!
It's tall to the top line. Some... And your twos on the bottom are flat.
Did it. My first try.
That looks pretty good, Hope. Yeah. Your twos are sinking. Can you make your twos better? That's much better, Cade. I like it. Now, can you make all the letters touch the baseline? Where's your baseline?
There is no baseline.
Pick a line to be your baseline and your top line. And just try to get your letters to tag. No, it's sinking, sweetie. Let me show you. Come here.
What is
sinking?
Sinking,
watch. See how it goes below? You got to pick a line. Here. Pick a line to be the baseline. Like, if this is your baseline, you don't want your twos to sink below it. See, Cade, look, watch. I picked a base. Yes. You got it. Okay. You pick a line to be the baseline, and then you make sure your twos don't sink below it. See how they just touch it? And you can pick a top line. That's your top line. And then you get your P to be that height.
Can I trace it?
Yeah?
No, you did the wrong kind of P.
No, it's capital P.
Yeah, but
capital P.
What?
It doesn't have a kick.
Huh?
Your capital P doesn't have a kick.
Well, I could add one, or you could just not trace that part. It's okay. I think capital P shouldn't have a kick. Let me check something. Let me look and see what is technically right. What is it called?
Part one, grammar section.
Desk chart. You're right. It shouldn't have a kick. I made a mistake.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Then I made a mistake again.
It's good to practice. Try not to be so angry. It should have this side, Cade. Look, it should have the beginning. Like this side right here. The part that I made yellow, it should be there. Oh, nice, Hopi. Okay, see.
See, I was right. It shouldn't have a cake.
You're right.
I give up. I have too little room.
Just flip the page, Cade.
It looks like it has a cake, but that isn't it.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this is taking forever.
Let's see if you can get it right. The more careful you are, the quicker you can move on. Go slower, Cade. Okay, are your letters floating or are they on the line?
On the line. Oh, wait. It's raining outside.
Oh, no. I'm right in it.
That's, no, that's fine.
Okay,
there's
done.
Two.
I finally
okay,
done.
And another one, because it's Psalm 22. Good, Cade. Okay,
it.
Good. Now, you know.
But that is my neatest way.
That's good. Okay, now we're going to say, this is from David.
Luke.
You can write a D.
Luke, get
for
out
David.
From baby crib. You're not a baby.
Cade, write a D for David.
I'm trying to show.
Make sure it doesn't look.
The full name.
Oh, that's nice. Make sure it doesn't look like a G. David.
Oopsie.
These versions are totally different. Oh, because it's that would explain it. Mommy is a silly head.
What?
I was in the wrong book of the Bible.
Are you silly?
Yeah, I am.
Don't
okay.
Even when I call names all the time, like Mommy or Daddy.
For the director of music, this is to the tune of the Doe of the Morning. So there's a tune, apparently.
Doe of the Morning.
If you want to, let's see how we could, let me see if I can help you draw.
I get
it. Nice.
See?
That was very nice. Calm down, Cade.
David.
Okay, he says, this is to the Doe of the Morning, or the Hind of the Morning. I'm going to teach you how to draw a doe. Okay, so you can do a big eye, kind of like this. And then another one. Now, it's not going to be perfect. You're just going to do what you can. It's just for fun. So don't worry if you don't get it perfect.
Oh, an eye.
Yeah. They have kind of cute heart-shaped noses, actually, as I'm noticing this. And little dark mouths.
What are you lying?
What are you talking about?
This is a doe.
A doe? What?
A deer. A female deer. Okay, so you guys just do your best.
Oh, I can do my best.
Yeah. Because David's saying... Look, and Mommy makes mistakes. That's okay. And then they have a big round kind of ovular ear. And then here.
Boop and boop. Okay, back to doing buddy.
Okay, try to focus on it. We're doing this for the Lord. This is kind of a dark spot of the face, just furry. This is just fur. And they have lots of fur in their ears, so you can make this fluffy. Try to make a deer, Cade.
Like that.
Yeah. It's good. Try to give them some fur.
I did.
Like their ears are just a tiny bit fluffy on the edge. They look very soft, but then when you feel the fur, it's kind of stiff. Remember feeling some deer fur?
No.
Feels a little bit stiff.
Well, that's nice. Do you have fur hard to get? Okay, flying line.
If you mess up your lines, you can just add fur and it kind of looks like it's just fine.
Okay, Mom. It's a flying deer.
Because this song was to the hind of the morning, kind of like to the doe of the morning. Bless you. Yeah?
Mom, is it like this, a flying deer?
Yeah, okay. Yes, baby.
Can you please help me make one?
Okay, I'm going to show you something. First, we're going to do... But I'll do the lines. Okay, here. Why don't you make... Here, watch. Make a heart here for his nose. Down there. Nice. Now make his little mouth. Kind of a little smile under his nose. Okay, now make an arch. Now do one here. Okay, now make a circle. Nice. Do one in there. Okay, now make a big oval here. Okay. Okay, now make a big oval ear. Big ear. They've got big ears. Nice. Do one here. Yeah? They have little kind of...
It's a baby.
Yeah. Okay, now do the top of his head. Okay. Now his face is going to come down and in. And then this side. And then under his mouth. Yeah, down and in. Yeah! You got it. Now you can just do fur. Yeah. Nice. Okay. That looks great. To the overseer on the hind of the morning, it's a psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Ooh. David's struggling. He's saying, I feel like you left me. Like you're far away from my cries. He says, I cry out by day, but you don't answer. By night, I find no rest. This version says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Far from my salvation, the words of my roaring. So David is saying he is roaring to God. We'll draw a little David here. And he's not happy. So we're going to draw his face kind of, he's not happy. He's shouting to God, roar, right? He feels like God's not listening. And then he says to God, you're holy. You're sitting there holy on your throne. Let's draw what we represent God like a cloud. And so like he's in the heavens, right? We can't really draw a picture of God. We would die if we actually saw his face. He's so powerful. So he lets us see symbols of him, and he let us see Jesus so that we could see him. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. In thee, they trusted and were not ashamed. David's saying, hey, you helped my fathers. You helped my mothers that came before me, my grandparents. Unto thee they cried and were delivered.
I wanted war.
Yeah.
And I wanted...
Where's your David?
It's right here. There's a light.
Stupid booger. Okay. So let's draw a picture of his ancestors. We'll draw little stick people. Because... God helped his ancestors. And we can even draw a happy face on them. Because they're happy God helped them. Right? You can write the word.
Tragic.
Ancestors. You can write ancestors. To you they cried out and were saved. So draw a little speech bubble for them. They cried out to God and God heard them. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Unto thee they cried and were delivered. In thee they trusted and were not ashamed. David said, I am a worm. David said he's a worm. He felt like a worm. So draw a little squirmy wormy. He says, I am a worm. No man. A reproach of man. Despised of the people. Be quiet. I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. He said, all who see me mock me. They make free with the lip, shake the head. So David's got some enemies. What they're doing is they're being ugly and they're pointing a finger at him. So if you want to draw them pointing a finger at David, these are his enemies. Enemies are mocking David. He said, roll unto Jehovah. He doth deliver him. He doth deliver him, for he delighted in him. That means he trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. They're mocking David. Enemies mock. They're mocking David, but they're also mocking God.
Nice.
David and God. Okay. For thou art he, bringing me forth from the womb, causing me to trust on the breasts of my mother. David said, you brought me out of the womb, like you made my life, right? Be respectful. He said, you made my life. Even at my mother's breast, from birth, I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Okay? So David's saying, I feel like a worm, and yet I know it's true that you are the one who created me. So what do you think that means to God? How does God feel about that?
Like, oh, you still believe in me. You're right.
Yeah, I think God responds to that. David says, even though my emotions tell me one thing, okay, I'm going to go to what your truth is and believe that thing. Well, I like how David is honest with God about how he feels.
Mom, I wanted a grandpa and grandma.
Yeah.
And a mama and baby and a king and a daddy.
That's beautiful. Kate, sit down.
I forgot to write the hair of the grandma.
Grandmas don't have hair.
Okay, he starts to turn his heart. I'm going to draw a big heart because David...
I wanted all of the
hair. Oops. I'm going to draw a big heart. Because David says to God, even though my heart feels one way... I need to turn my heart to you. This is David's heart.
He just threw up.
What happened, Hope?
She just threw up. Because she was coughing so much.
Did mucus come out? There's wipes there.
She's sick!
Kate, calm down. Calm down. Hopey, was it mucus?
It looks like clear.
Okay, it's mucus. Okay, that's good that came out. All right, I want you guys to pay attention. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near. There's no one to help. He said, don't be far from me, God. Adversity is near. There's no helper. Many bulls have surrounded me. Mighty ones of Bashan have compassed me. Do you know what that means?
Am I the only one who had music buff out?
No.
Let's be finished.
Oh. So be quiet.
The bulls of Bashan encircle me, roaring lions that tear their prey, open their mouths wide against me. You're not obeying me, and you're being loud. Cade, I hope you're keeping up. How do you want to represent this? He's lamenting to God. He says, I'm poured out like water. Let's draw a cup on its side. This is how we draw a cup on its side.
I do believe it's wet.
And all the water's coming out of this. He says, I'm being poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. Let's draw a bone.
And I tried it a cup and it was easy.
Let's draw it out of joint.
That bone is
He's huge. Saying, ouch, ouch. My heart has turned to wax and is melting within me. He's really crying. Let's draw tears. His heart is melting. It's okay to tell God your feelings. Separated themselves have all my bones. My heart hath been like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. Ooh. Dried up as an earthen vessel is my power. My tongue is cleaved to my jaws. And to the dust of death thou appointest me. For surrounded me have dogs. A company of evildoers have compassed me, piercing my hands and feet. David is actually probably foretelling of what happened with... he's foretelling what's happening with Jesus. So you can draw a cross.
He's getting in trouble.
Because whose hands were pierced?
Jesus!
Yeah, he's foretelling the death of Jesus. He said, they divide my clothes among them. I'm going to draw a garment. But I'm going to make this garment torn. So you guys draw a garment and make it torn. Kind of like this is how you might do that.
What is a garment?
Like a shirt that's torn. They said they divided his clothes and cast lots for that.
Oh, like David's little coat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They apportion my garments to themselves, and for my clothing they cause a lot to fall. And thou, O Jehovah, be not far off. O my strength, help me haste. You know, the only reason David would cry out to the Lord this way is because he believes that he would help him. He knows he would help him. He says, deliver me from the sword. Let's draw a sword in the enemy's hand here.
I would rather write the heartbroken.
Yeah, you can write the heartbroken. You can draw a sword in the enemy's hand. Because David says, deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouths of the lion. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. You can draw some horns of wild oxen. You can draw some angry dogs.
I'd rather say angry dog.
It's an angry dog.
Look.
Yeah, yeah. You can draw. These are some wild oxen. And then with ears.
Wild oxen!
He said, deliver me from the mouth of lions. Let's draw a lion.
I'm not really good at reaching a lion.
Huh? All you have to do is draw all these hairs coming out, and then just draw eyes in the middle and a triangle nose and a little mouth, because it's an angry lion. See? You do what you can. As you do this over the years, you'll get better and better at it. Okay? He says, I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. So David decides, even though he's feeling this way, he's still going to worship God. And do you know what that means? That is a real king. So draw the crown on his heart. He did not forget who he really is. He's a king. And so draw the crown on the heart. He's going to praise the Lord. You who fear the Lord, praise him. He said, I declare thy name to that my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, Cade, be quiet. I praise thee. Ye who fear Jehovah, praise ye him. All the seed of Jacob, honor ye him. Be afraid of him, all ye seed of Israel. What does being afraid of God mean?
Okay.
What does it mean to be afraid of God?
To fear him and to worship him and stuff.
To obey him. You respect him. I didn't understand that for so many years when I was a teenager. I was like, what does it mean to fear the Lord? I really didn't know what it meant. But what they mean is to respect him so much that you'll listen to him and obey him.
I can tell
God you. Told you.
I can tell
God
you.
God told me. He taught
How
me.
How old are you?
I'm 41 now.
And Daddy's 42?
Yeah. So let's keep understanding this, okay? He says, for he hath not despised nor abominated the affliction of the afflicted, nor hath he hidden his face from him, and in his crying upon him he heareth. Do you know what David's saying to God? I know you hear me. Let's draw an ear. I know you hear me. See in the cloud, I drew the ear of God hearing us.
I forgot to draw that cloud.
I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. Hope, go where you belong. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. Go to Daddy for spanking if you're not going to obey. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Let's read it in this one. Of thee my praise is in the great assembly. My vows I complete before his fears. Thank you, Daddy. The poor will eat and be satisfied. The humble do eat and are satisfied. So now we're going to draw a happy face in this heart. Because what? Not yet.
I'm gonna make a
right now you face. Need to obey. Draw a happy face in your heart.
I don't really have any room.
Then you can make a heart on the next page and draw a happy face in that heart. There's my very happy face.
It looks like that guy has a mustache.
Yeah, because the poor eat and are satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. Do you understand that? It's like if you seek the Lord, you will praise him.
Let's see.
Yeah. Oh, I'm funny. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. You praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. We're going to draw an infinity sign for forever in the crown.
Luke, do you know how to make, isn't even doing anything.
Do you know how to make infinity?
No.
You worry about yourself. It's like a sideways eight. It's this guy.
Infinity.
And if you know that, you know something a lot of your friends don't know yet. Infinity means forever.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Hopi, you too. Draw it. It's a sideways eight. It means forever. Those who seek, the Lord will praise him. May he live in your hearts forever.
Guess what? Infinity is actually zero.
Remember and return unto Jehovah. Do all ends of the earth, and before thee bow themselves. Do all families of the nations, for to Jehovah is the kingdom, and he is ruling among the nations. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. Luke, be quiet. And all the families of the nations will bow down before him, for dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Okay, I want you to draw Judges' gavel, because it is the Lord that rules.
What's a gavel?
It's like a judge's stick.
I wrote it. Infinity cape.
Nice. Okay, the way you draw a gavel is kind of like this. Because the Lord rules over the nations. He's the one that judges. all the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, and those who cannot keep themselves alive. It says, the fat ones of the earth have eaten. They bow down themselves before him. Bow do all going down to dust. And he who hath not revived his soul. You know, because we can't keep ourselves alive. God does it. It says, posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. A seed doth serve him. It is declared of the Lord to the generation. Okay, verse 31 says, they will proclaim, good, his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. They come and declare his righteousness to a people that is born, that he hath made. Okay, so do you know what our job is?
Mama?
We have to tell, listen, I asked you a question. Do you know what your job is?
I'm telling you something that's really, really nice.
What? Okay.
If somebody needs to go in jail, then another person doesn't want the person to go in jail. Then the other person just says, I should go in jail. I did it.
Oh, if they want to, like, go in their place or something?
Yeah.
She got that from Theo.
Oh, that's what Jesus did for us. Okay, now I'm asking you a question. What do you know you have to do for the future generations?
God.
Be nice, have an infinity crown. Speak the word of God.
Tell them about God.
God.
It says, listen to me now.
And get more disciples for God.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, now listen. Are you ready? It says, future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness. So we have to proclaim God's righteousness. We have to declare it to a people yet unborn. He has done it. So guess what? When I pray, do I pray for your children and 1,000 generations?
No.
I do.
Yes.
I do. And you guys have to pray for your children and 1,000 generations. No. Do you know why?
My heart.
Do you know why? Why do you have to pray for 1,000 generations?
Because then everyone will have their life.
Everyone would know the Lord and follow him, and then we have a better life. So, Cade, I'm going to pray for you right now. Come here, let me touch your heart.
I don't mean spiritually, I mean it hurts.
Well, Lord Jesus, I declare healing in this body, in the lungs, in the hearts. I declare healing, total healing. And I say to the heart, be healed. I say to the lungs, be healed. And all the bubbles of gas flowing up and down, I say, be normal. Be normal in the name of Jesus. I bring healing to this Cade everywhere in his body. And I ask God that you would overflow him with your love,
Mama?
That he knows he's loved. And I bless his thinking, and I bless his body.
Mama?
I bless his balance. I bless his arms, and I bless his muscles, and I bless his spirit in Jesus' name to know who he is and how you made him. And we say and declare, nothing will take Cade down and bring Cade off your path. I thank you, Jesus, for this amazing heart that you gave this boy. I thank you for all the sensitivity and caring that you gave this boy. We declare that we just love Cade inside and out, every piece of him. Every part of him is loved and adored in the name of Jesus. And you give him strength to work hard and do the right things. You bless Cade in the name of Jesus. We bless him with knowing how you made him and just being alive in Christ. We declare that he knows he's loved and there's no enemy voices that can talk to him in Jesus' name. Now I need you to get...